Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. What a 24 hours in the sports world. I mean, we'll get to one of the all-time great playoff performances from Jimmy Butler in a little. That was unbelievable. How about the fact that Aaron Rodgers
is
now a Jet?
Greeny posted a picture with him yesterday.
Did he take Greeny's apartment? That's the question. That was part of the deal.
What you mean he posted a picture with him?
Oh, he posted a picture with Aaron Rodgers yesterday. Him and Aaron holding hands, smiling. Walking off into the sunset. I don't know the details.
No, but I'm saying, was it a real? It was a picture from the past or something like that? Or,
I guess.
Or literally.
I tried to call him for details, but he was on the plane, apparently. He didn't pick up.
Oh, Aaron, you mean?
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers.
No, he was on the plane. Aaron was.
Might be easier to get in touch with
Greeny. I was calling Greeny.
You didn't say that. You said I was calling Greeny. I didn't know which one of the hymns, because I know you connected to both. You know, between Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers, I don't know who you're
between the family
with.
In Indiana
you know,
and,
the
you
family
know.
In Indiana.
Yes, it's called resources. It's called networking, people.
Networking.
Max, you should try it sometime.
Never.
Get outside of your apartment and meet people in the world, Max.
Never.
Yes. So I met something in the world.
So
it's called the Lakers.
Yeah, we were all up late because what we start with today is that Lakers game last night. In overtime, by the way. By a millisecond, it went to overtime because LeBron hit the half court, better than the half court shot, to win the game. Just didn't get it off in time. But he tied the game with a layup with under a second left. LeBron had 22 points and 20 boards at the age of 150. It is unbelievable what he did. Ja tried to dunk over him. Nope. And LeBron was getting up. According to ESPN tracking, he shot 12 for 60. Sorry, 12 for 60. 12 for 20. That's
I was like
60
12 for 60.
12 for 60.
That's a really bad guy.
That's a bad.
That was a bad career, not a bad night.
That's right. That's 20%. He shot much better. He shot 12 for 20, Jay. Not 12 for 60. That's ridiculous. I don't know why you said that.
I haven't talked.
12 for 20. 60% with Dylan Brooks as the primary defender in this series. Woo! Guys, LeBron is doing some things. AD got hurt but stayed in the game. He made his defensive presence felt, Jay.
He did in the final stretch, but for the most of the game, he was...
Win without AD last night?
I mean, they don't win without D'Lo making shots down the clutch.
The
they don't win
too,
without
no
Austin Reeves. Everybody participated and made plays when it mattered, but LeBron carried the load.
No question. Yeah. D'Angelo Russell key.
He hit those three threes back to back to back.
Yeah.
D'Lo, yeah.
That was
late in the game.
Look, for all the giggles with Anthony Davis, his presence was felt.
Yeah.
He did well offensively down the stretch, and then defensively he did well. But, you know, whenever you see him, Jay, falling on the ground, my hip hurt. Oh, you know, it's almost like every other player, Gurney's coming out. They standing in the tunnel waiting, and it's frustrating.
That was for everybody last night, though. To me, last night was a game in the mud, man. It was like we used to call it all the time as player a game in the trenches, right? Like, or rock fights, things of that sort. Because you have these playoff games where, I mean, Desmond Bane was really the only person making shots continuously throughout the game. Like, nobody else could really buy a shot until D'Lo made some down at the end, like, close that gap. But when games are in the trenches or in the mud, at physicality, that's when you need guys like LeBron that can barrel through like
bully
that
bully ball
and get to the rack. And by the way, they kept trying to get that switch. He kept trying to get Ja Morant on him, but the lane was so clogged with a Rui screen that eventually it was like, yo, you're going to have to take Xavier Tillman off the dribble. And he did it down the stretch. He took the shot When you need it, LeBron, to take the shot. And to me, Max, automatically in my mind, I'm like, I can't. These are the moments that I need more of these moments so I can go to people like Max Kellerman and say, see, he didn't deflect. He took the shot.
He did. By the way, the layup to tie it.
You know.
Yeah, but I can't listen to him.
But you know, hold on.
How is this about me right now?
Because you're the guy who came and see, he would have passed the ball.
That's just not actually.
Jordan would have never passed the ball.
No, wait. Let's leave MJ out of it or you'll get your feelings hurt. Just leave MJ out of it. LeBron's amazing. No one's talking about he doesn't do this or that.
He made the right plays down the stretch is what he did. Whether he shot it or he passed it to somebody to shoot. That's just the bottom line. He made the right plays. He played the right style basketball, which helped him, period. Yeah, and that's what he's always done. People want to make it, Jay, seem like he needs to shoot the basketball when he passes it.
No, but I think what Jay is talking about, Key, is the idea.
He's talking about just what I said, isn't you, Jay?
Yes.
But okay. It's the idea that, which if you want to say, you want me to say that it, I don't acknowledge, I do acknowledge it, that at times in LeBron's career, he's seemed tentative at the end of games to take it to the rack because he didn't want to go to the free throw line where he's not a great free throw shooter. Yesterday, he took it right there and tied the game at the end of regulation, right? I mean, and then he was amazing. And beyond just being amazing at any age, he is it's his 20th season. And he just did that against the team with Ja Morant flying, jumping out of the gym.
I wonder how he still jumped like that, though, Jay.
I mean,
not Ja, I'm talking about LeBron.
LeBron, yeah.
I mean, he's 3 years younger than me and still, like, it. One of the, I mean, with the exception of Ja Morant, because ain't nobody as athletic in the game on the court last night than Ja Morant.
It's ridiculous.
He's so little, and it's like the wind or the gravity or whatever just
disappears. Dude, jumping off a trampoline every possession, but for him to make those shots at 38, last night was one of those moments. I'm sitting up there watching it. I'm like, I just appreciate the greatness. Like I took myself back from like the guy who's going to give you all the breakdowns and the details and just appreciated this dude.
No doubt.
Appreciate him, you know? He's still taking individual matchups. You see in Dylan Brooks, who's just getting his ass handed to him.
And when you do, it matters because it's 2-1. Understand, they could easily lose that game, right? And now all of a sudden you're locked up 2-2 and AD's hip is hurting and Ja's feeling it. No. Now you put your foot on their throat. That was an all-time great playoff performance in one of the all-time great playoff careers. No question
and
about
Key,
it.
And, Key, even the charge he took on Ja where, you know, I need to see that picture because Ja felt like his head was above the damn backboard.
Ja,
my son said he almost hit his head on the front of the rim.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, Yates, those are the plays we were talking about. Just watch highlights of Ja Morant missed dunks, and you see all – you just like your mouth drops to the damn floor, but – it's like for him to even step in and take that charge, like that's who Bron is. He's always going to make the high basketball IQ play. The dude literally is brilliant on the court to watch.
Yeah, Ja is just gravity
right,
thing. The gravity thing. That's why he. People, the AI. I always thought MJ because there's something about the way Ja gets up and gets to stay in the air and kind of float there while other dudes come down.
Well, because he's a smaller guy. So when he's elevating at the highest level, it just looks pretty because he's just up there. Big dudes jump, they come right down. He's just a small guy, so it keeps him up there. It's not like he stays up there on purpose or nothing like that. When that dunk, though, before the half, when he slid through, snaked through there at the top of the key, he got low around the free throw line, Jay. Mm-hmm. And by the time he got to the dot, he took up. I was like, oh, my goodness. Lord,
but that's the other
mercy.
Thing. He can do things when he's in the air that you go, you're not supposed to have enough time to do that once you jump up. It's crazy. But it wasn't enough to win. Like LeBron at the age of 100 won the game.
And his I don't know if you paid attention to that, Jay, his right elbow. What is that? His right elbow had a huge knot on it.
Yeah,
I saw that. I was like, what the heck? Did he do that in the game? Or has it been like that all season? I was looking at it. I was like, this dude all banged up, man. His wrist was tore up. His elbow looked like somebody stuck a baseball in it, Max.
Yeah, I know,
wasn't paying attention to it because I'm looking at it. Man, that thing was out here. I was like, and they got him out there and he's just doing his thing. But like you said, it's just not enough. It wasn't enough.
I think Ja's also going to have to learn to do what LeBron has always done, which is, it's, you know, he can pass and all that stuff, but for whatever reason, his team is just about as effective without him as with him, and that should never be the case. So he's going to have to take that next step, as MJ did in his career, right, where you're making the guys around you better.
He had a couple sweet wraparounds, Jay. Oof. Behind the back passes.
Mm-hmm. He's always putting in work, though. I mean, I don't know. Like, when I watch Memphis play, there's a part of me, I keep going back to that Jaylen Brown thing. Like, I just keep going. It's like, and I sent you guys all that video feed from Brian Windhorst yesterday on our text messages, talking about the fact that they had tried attempts to remove Dylan Brooks, and you're looking at him. You know, granted, look, he poked the bear, he woke up the bear, okay? But, like, if you're looking at this team and where they're going for the future, you see consistency from Ja, Jaren Jackson, and you're looking at other pieces saying, like, are they a 3-and-D guy away from being a championship team? A guy like a Jaylen Brown, who if he doesn't make All-NBA for the Boston Celtics, is that the missing link for them?
Meantime, you mentioned Jaren Jackson. LeBron late in the game. I mean, there's so much basketball between the what Jimmy Butler did and LeBron. Late in the game, he scores on Jaren Jackson. Did he dunk it or lay it up?
But it was a high layup.
It was the high layup off the ground. That was the one in the fourth quarter.
It was an English roll, or was it a French roll? Jay,
it might have been an LA roll.
But that's the defensive.
Off the glass,
that's the defensive player of the year. That's the defensive player of the year who's like 5 years old,
and he just beats Xavier Tillman off the dribble. He's beating two guys 6'10" and taller.
Yo, in the clutch in the playoffs when he's 100 and they're babies, he's doing this. It's
unreal. That's the great thing. If you know sports and you understand sports, Jay, you appreciate a LeBron James, because anybody who's younger who goes to the cup and does that, that thing is getting sent back the other way because they're putting it at the square, not above the square. High above the square, but enough to know that it's not going to bounce back into the court. It's going to go right into the basket.
And Keith, these are shots that you typically see guys like Kyrie Irving make. Like there's certain guys around the league that have great touch around the rim, that where the ball can hit – like,
French.
Yeah, crazy off the side of the glass. You're like, how did that ball even spin with the English spin to get there? You don't typically see LeBron is more of a power finisher at the rim.
Kyrie,
he doesn't have that kind of skill set. So
that same touch,
more
but
amazing.
He does.
I say Kyrie, Steph.
Steph has it.
Kyrie, Steph are the two that come to mind for me, and then LeBron obviously last night.
Meantime, Dylan Brooks ducks out, doesn't speak to the media.
Again, see, two times in a row, D. Come on, man.
After you,
and Ja, too.
But Dylan Brooks, he talks all the talk, gets cooked, and then skips out on the media interview.
I'm getting cooked like Max say. What am I going to say? If I'm him, what am I going to say? I'm embarrassed.
You got to take it, man.
I can't stand up there with my glasses and my big chain and
my
flannel coat with no shirt on.
Take that L. Hold that. We've all had to hold L's before, especially if I'm out there barking. I definitely have to hold it.
Yeah, but if I'm out there –
But the key that barking goes back to why people call them sometimes front runners, right?
Yeah,
it's like, oh, y'all bark really, really loud when everything's going well. Things get tough. Y'all want to dip out.
Church mouse when it's over with, because I can't stand up at the podium. I can't stand there and defend myself because I can't defend my play. So if I gave you 29-6, then I can sit up there and be like, we got to do better, blah blah blah. But when I'm buzzard man, ain't nothing I can say.
Meantime, nothing. Jay was extremely confident.
Oh. Yes,
as was
correct.
I about the Bucks yesterday.
You want to listen to me?
That man.
But more than that, the story of that game is Jimmy freaking Butler.
Damn, Jimmy.
This dude.
Again, we did the same thing again, Max.
We did it again. I'm going to do an open apology to Jimmy Butler on TV later today. Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Giannis is going to come back to play. It's going to be a different scenario with Giannis, even with the back injury he has. Look, he's the most unstoppable force, and I'm going to take the Bucks to win the series overall. I am not worried about the Bucks at all. I mean, even if they get down 3-1, I'm still not worried about the Bucks.
Holy, where are the
Keyshawn,
tissues?
J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance.
I need tissues, Paulie.
Oof. I mean, Jay, you were very confident about the Bucks yesterday.
What's going on?
And Giannis is acknowledged by most as the best basketball player on the planet Earth. But man, Jay, Jimmy Butler is usually considered like a top 10 to 15 player every year, and then the playoffs come, and he's like, oh, he's a top 5 player. Doesn't that just mean he's a top 5 player? Like, we thought it was going to be the Giannis story, and he went for a triple-double, and Jimmy, no one's even going to talk about that today because Jimmy Butler lost his mind. That was one of the all-time great playoff performances. 56, and it's like he couldn't miss.
The dude went on, and he had a 22-point first quarter. He scored 20 points straight in the first quarter. 20 straight.
And was even better down the stretch.
And then down the stretch, I'm like, okay, Coach Bud, championship resume, let's change up the scheme. Because you got the lead, you have a 12-point lead, and this dude goes in the fourth quarter. He didn't even start the fourth quarter, Max. He came in with 8-11 in the fourth quarter, Key. And the cat had 21 points in the fourth quarter.
Outscored the Bucks by himself.
By himself. Key, here's the stat for you. Tied with Charles Barkley for fourth highest single-game scoring effort in playoff history. Trailing who? Michael Jordan, 63, Elgin Baylor, 61, and Donovan Mitchell, 57. Fourth in NBA playoff history.
Because of the bubble?
I think so, Key. You know what? To me, it could have been on the street part. I don't care where the hell it was at. This dude different.
Yeah.
It's playoff Jimmy. I have all the respect in the world for him, man. Like, I see him, I'm just going to like, yo, whatever you say, you got it.
Yeah, Jimmy, we're sorry, man.
Tell me the sky is pink, Jimmy. You got it.
Hey, Jay, though, but why is it that people kind of slight him during the regular season? Is that just because it's the regular season?
They're just under man, Key. It's like, can we just keep it a buck about this team? Like, they are – it feels like every year they just overachieve. But I keep looking at the roots and the foundation, and they just do it the right way. And Jimmy tells you, he's like, yo, he's ready to turn up when the playoffs come around. They're always in striking distance. You had the same questions about Bam. I hear Miami Sports Talk Radio, the same questions, right? Like Kyle Lowry is older. Victor Oladipo is going to come back into form. And here we are with them about to beat the Bucks if they can. I mean, I think the Bucks are going to win the next game, but I've been wrong.
It's not so much. See, here's the thing, Key, to me. You have a great coach, championship coach, great organization, Pat Riley, the whole thing. The question becomes, is your best player the type of dude who you think of as a guy who could be the best player on a championship team? And I think we need to recalibrate the way we think about Jimmy Butler, because during the regular season, he looks like a dude where you're like, man, if I had another guy just as good as him, maybe.
Can he win a championship?
I'm saying with it, once the playoffs roll around, he looks like he could be the best player on a championship team to me.
But you because you put in too much. I think you put too much stock in the regular season when you're watching him, opposed to just saying, okay, once they get to the playoffs, we know he's gonna turn up the heat. There's certain players in sports when it matters most, they rise to the occasion.
Yes,
and he's one of those guys. And correct me if I'm wrong, Jay, because you would know just based on your knowledge and watching it closely. He's not a rest guy, right? He's not a we're not dealing with a Kawhi situation where he's resting up to get to the playoffs. He plays for the majority part of the regular season.
Yeah, yeah.
And
he played 41 minutes last night too, Key.
Yeah, so
every night.
If you get this from a Kawhi Leonard on a consistent basis in the postseason, just like he was doing with Phoenix, he looked different. But Jimmy Butler doesn't do what Kawhi does in the regular season, so people automatically forget about what he really truly is.
I mean, Key, okay, so look. Kevin Love, let's go through it. 6 points. Bam Adebayo, 15 points. Gabe Vincent, 10 points. Max Strauss, 0 points. Tyler Hero didn't play. Jimmy Butler, 56 points.
Who's the best two guard in the NBA?
I mean, you throwing out Jimmy Butler, Jaylen Brown. I mean, is Jaylen Brown even a two? Like, I guess he's a two.
Yeah, I think the answer is Jimmy Butler.
It's Jimmy Butler.
And Jaylen Brown's a very good playoff performer, right? But Jimmy Butler, man.
I'm shocked. Like, it leads to questions about should Giannis have played in game three and that back injury with the way they smacked him in game two. You're like, okay, you think you have room. But now that they find themselves down 3-1, the game going back to Milwaukee, I think Milwaukee wins that. But it's like,
but Jay,
if you're Miami, like, you just need one game.
If he plays, like, he had a triple-double last night and still lost.
And he looked fine.
Looked good. It looked like Giannis.
I just, Coach Bud, man, I'm like, yo, can we do something, please? Like, and I know I'm going to sit up here as a Tuesday morning quarterback and be like, hey, but, like, you're not going to double-team him. You're not going to give him any different looks, Key. Like, we're just going to play just one-on-one individual defense against Jimmy Butler the whole game. That's just what you're going to do?
How good have these playoffs been, by the way, so far?
We haven't even talked about Aaron Rodgers yet. We didn't even talk about Aaron Rodgers to the Jets yet.
We're about to, but these playoffs.
Why are you screaming?
Because I'm hyped up, Keyshawn. I'm not LA.
Jay, let me ask you something else now after this Butler performance. Going in, I thought there are 7 teams in the West and 3 in the East with a chance to win a championship, which is 10 teams, way more than most seasons. Do the Heat enter that conversation now?
I'm still not ready to do that.
Because Hero's hurt.
I'm still not ready to do that. I'm sitting there looking at the Knicks being like, yo, man.
The Knicks are live.
The Knicks are live. Like, if the Knicks match up with the Heat, the Knicks could be – the Knicks or the Heat will have a chance to be in the Eastern Conference Finals, which leads into if the Celtics and then play Philly, one of those teams will be favored, but that goes to 7. They beat up on each other. You could be looking at the winner of the Knicks-Heat series finding a way to find themselves in the world championship.
The NBA
the Bucks 3 on the Caesars board and they down 3-1? To win it all. Why are the Bucks 3 to win it all plus 600? On season sports books, and they're down 3-1.
Because the Bucks have been top to bottom, the best team in the Eastern
Conference. But they down 3-1. Therefore, that tells me it's hard as hell to come back from 3-1. So why are they still favorite like that to win it all?
Because I think they're coming from they were the odds-on favorite.
Maybe this is at the beginning of the playoffs.
No, Key. This is now.
In the beginning of the playoffs, they were the favorites to win it all.
But can I tell you,
they need to drop them out of it. They're not getting ready to make the second round.
Would any of us be surprised if the Bucks won 3 games in a row?
No.
Would you be surprised?
No.
Based on history,
I wouldn't. I
still think they're the better team.
Yeah, but 3 in a row is tough when you got Jimmy Butler on the other team.
Yeah, but you're still playing 2 out of those 3 games
in
Milwaukee.
At home.
So game 7 will be in Milwaukee.
I don't think they win 3 in a row. I think I'd be surprised.
The thing is, Miami's still undermanned. They're very much undermanned here.
3 in a row, though, Jay, that's a lot.
I hear you. I mean, but I still think it could be done. I picked a side. I got to pick a side now. I got to stand with Milwaukee. I'll just take the hit. I'm like Dylan Brooks. I'm coming to the mic. I'm talking to the media.
This is what the NBA has been missing its entire existence, basically. Not only incredible superstars, which they've always had, right? But also a lot of teams who you still believe once the playoffs start actually have a chance to go all the way, right? And that number's increasing, not decreasing, as this first round goes on. It's unreal. Meantime, we talked about the Lakers and LeBron James. Unreal. We talked about the Heat and Jimmy Butler. Unreal. Aaron Rodgers is a New York Jet. We're going to get into the deal.
because it's real. KJM ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance. Aaron Rodgers is a Jet. Key, you and I were trying to tell people for a long time, and Jay, I didn't hear you objecting to the idea that they had the idea of leverage all wrong. In fact, once Aaron Rodgers said he wanted to go to the Jets had the leverage here, if anyone did. Here's Aaron Rodgers posing with Mike Greenberg.
Well, no, that's fake, though.
No, it has to be from way back in the day.
Yeah. No, man, that looked that's like something fake. That looked like they put the –
You went to a wax museum? What do you think?
We're looking at a picture on ESPN2 of Mike Greenberg and Aaron Rodgers taking a picture next to
Greeny's got a gray suit on, actually, and Rodgers got a leather jacket
and
on.
And Greeny, actually, his tweet says, "See you in the morning, everybody. We have a lot to talk about."
Mm-hmm. No, now that I'm looking at it, that's a while ago, because Aaron Rodgers looks much younger, and so does Greeny.
Yeah, but he just still posted a picture of them together.
No, it's fine. Yeah, he ran into him somewhere.
He's giving the man his apartment.
Every day, all I hear Greeny talk about is Aaron Rodgers to New York. Aaron Rodgers and Jet. Aaron, take my apartment in downtown New York. Whatever you need. Aaron, you want my shoes? Aaron, what? And now they're live.
Another Super Jet fan texted me yesterday. Like a Super Jet. You know.
They're about to be.
Super Jet, he goes, "Yeah, it's all great, except we'll screw it up. He said the pick will be a top 10 pick."
Of course.
He said, "Well, screw it up." He said they won't make the playoffs. New England will win the division.
My boy is another one, Scooter, and he's like, "I'm coming back to New York. I will be there for every game." It's going to be live now.
It's going to be.
You have celebrities, everybody at these games now.
The Packers, I think, considering that, in fact, the Jets, if anyone, like I was saying, no one really had leverage because everyone had some leverage, right? Packers did well for themselves in this trade. They swapped their first-round pick, Ski. So the Packers move up two slots. They go from 15 to 13, right? Yeah. They also traded a fifth. The Packers did and went down to the sixth. They traded pick 170 for pick 207. Okay, so they go down later in the draft. They go a little bit up early in the draft. So if you forget those details for a second, basically the Packers got a second-round pick and a conditional first.
Which is going to be a first because he's going to play 65%.
Right, as long as he doesn't get hurt, knock wood, right? Rodgers will play 65% of the snaps. So it's a second-round pick in this year's draft, pick number 42. And then next year, probably a first-round pick. That's pretty good, Key, for a team that had to trade him.
That's fine. I don't look at it as they're getting two ones. And no, I don't. 2023, I washed that out. All I'm looking at is 42. And the conditional second-round pick that could be a one with 65% of the snaps.
Yeah.
If you get number 42 could turn into a Hall of Fame player, because that is essentially, if you at the back end of the first round, you might as well be in the early parts of the second round, which this is. As a player, you get that guy. So I would say that the Packers did wonderful for a team that the quarterback checked out on. This is good. The Packers can now turn their focus to trying to build around Jordan Love for the future, picking up somebody in this year's draft. And if he's good enough, they pick up his fifth-year option. If he's good enough, next year they got enough picks to go back in there and build around him some more. When you look at the players that they have that's left on this roster.
So, Key, the Jets, I mean, Packers got a decent return. Jets won this thing. The only question I have for the Jets is just the longevity of Aaron Rodgers. How long does he play?
It's worth
it. It's because you're doing it for – you're all in this year. I get that.
He's a three-year guy, Jay.
You think that's where it is?
Yeah, it's a three-year
You think it's a minimum 3 years?
Minimum 3 years, maximum until I don't want to play anymore.
You don't think maximum could be 1 year not play?
No, he's not going to do that.
Okay.
He's not going to do that.
Okay.
Minimum 3 years, I don't know.
Minimum 3 years is a lot. 3 years is a lot, man.
And I don't know if it'll be on the Jets, Key.
It'll all be on the Jets.
3 years, we don't know if he's going to be good in 3 years.
Okay, so I did this yesterday, and I'll do it again. I did it with Joe Feinbaum and Amber. I'm going to do it to y'all. So if I told you, and I said as Max likes to do, and I said to you, close your eyes for a minute and go and think about the last 3 years.
Okay, wait.
And I did put a blindfold on you. And
my
just
eyes
let
are already
you,
closed.
So stupid. And I just gave you the numbers of quarterbacks over the last 3 years. I gave you Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, and Aaron Rodgers. But you didn't know who they were. You didn't know anything at all. You wouldn't have any issues with saying, I like those numbers. I like what that guy, the third guy, which would be Aaron Rodgers, he's done. I would take him for another 3 years. And then when you peel it off, you realize it's a 38-year-old quarterback.
Well, that's not quite – it's a little misleading. It's a little cherry-picking.
Why?
You're right, except
– How's it cherry-picking?
His last season
wasn't that great, but the 2 years before that were MVP seasons.
Yes. Yeah. But listen,
very high,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're taking the mean over the three-year span. I get you.
There you go.
But I think it's fair. It may not be
because
accurate. But it's fair,
Keith,
to say – no, what I'm saying is what I'm about to say may not accurately depict what's happening or what's going to happen, but it is fair to at least wonder if the fact that his worst season occurred at his oldest age means there's a downward
– Go ahead and say it.
There's
Go ahead and say it. He's going to fall off the cliff.
No,
say it.
No.
Say it. It's going to help the Jets win the Super Bowl.
Let me tell you something.
I'll never
Number
do that
one,
in that
we're
case.
We're going to bring real context to the conversation.
Yeah.
If we're going to talk about his last year and falling off the cliff, so to speak.
No, I don't think would,
the hand, well, the young wide receivers.
There you go.
There's a lot to get into.
You
with
obviously
that.
Listen to me when Max doesn't.
Yes.
Right? You got a hand.
Yes, I listen
Key.
To the expert, Key. Yes.
Key, I'm saying it may, issue, not, Max. It may not be accurate to depict it the way I just said it. I'm acknowledging that. There are lots of extenuating circumstances that could explain why Rodgers had a bad season last year. However, to completely ignore age is not right either. You got
no,
it.
I'm going, I am going to completely ignore age when we're talking about Aaron Rodgers. I'm completely ignoring it because nothing has shown me he's slowing down as a player. Nothing.
Eyeball like test Tom on the Brady, field. He's throwing it the same way to
just
you the whole
time. Just like Tom Brady 5 years ago when you said he was falling off. Oh, that was 6 years ago.
He was about to fall off a cliff.
When you said he was falling off
and
a
I
cliff.
I was right.
Nothing.
I was just 3 years
stop.
Late.
There was nothing that would make me believe that Tom Brady was falling off a cliff.
Right.
His team was bad, and they still went to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So when I look at Aaron Rodgers, I understand he had some hand issues. His receivers were still trying to figure out how to get to the stadium. All of those sort of things. His tight end was hurt. His running back. So when you look at everything, it's different. So I think 3 years, 3 years is within sight, man. If I would have said five, then you could have a conversation. 3 years with inside.
What would you say, Jay? What's the years that pop into your mind?
As far as him playing?
Yeah. With the Jets.
Yeah, I'm just taking it year by year.
Because remember, Favre didn't wind up. He was on the Jets.
Gary V, Scooter Braun, Larry Day, all these greeny, all you Jets fans, year by year.
Right.
Just like, that's it. Like, don't give me
–
Key, I don't want to hear three.
I don't want to hear two.
I'm all in for just right now.
Yeah, right
and
now.
And if I get more, that's gravy. But right now, with what we have,
I agree.
Championship.
How many people tried to sit up there and say he was going to retire? And I'm like, he's not retiring.
Will you
stop?
Right.
Hold up. Time out.
Even
what,
last
have,
year.
Jay? Are you a Jets fan too?
No.
All right. He slipped a wee in.
No.
Well, Jay's got a lot of celebrity friends, so if the celebrities go left, Jay goes left. They go right, he goes right.
I just hear about them all the time,
Jay has
every Sunday.
Family in Jersey.
When they're live. They're live now. And I'm looking at Daniel Jones being like –
You're going to sit in the box.
Oh, I'll be at the boxes now. I'll be at the games. I'll be right there next to you, Key. Who has Mr. Jet? No.
Who goes deeper in the playoffs this year, Daniel Jones or Aaron Rodgers? All right.
Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know about that. Now that Rodgers is a Jet, how good are lots of good teams in the AFC? Where do they rank in the AFC, KJM?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. We're on SiriusXM Channel 80. We are on the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio. We're right there. You can download the podcast. You can see us on ESPN, too.
So I can complain about it.
All right, now that it's official, Aaron Rodgers,
Tucker Carlson,
Jets quarterback. What about
it? Oh, I thought you said now it's official. I just Tucker Carlson, I thought it was official. Wait, Don Lemon, what? I don't know. There's a lot going on. I just throwing it out there to see what was official. That's all. I'm just.
Aaron Rodgers. That's what we're talking about.
Oh, Aaron.
Yeah, Rodgers. Okay.
I thought you said Tucker.
With the Jets. I used to debate Tucker Carlson on TV. Did you know that?
Who haven't you debated?
Everybody, apparently. Now that it's official, where do we rank the Jets in the AFC? Where? What did I miss?
Oh, God. I don't know. Go ahead.
Here are the odds.
Let's talk football.
To win the Super Bowl.
Why?
Kansas City is the favorite, followed by San Francisco.
Here we go. I'm surprised. Buffalo.
Here comes the yeast of Buffalo. Put them on. Let's go.
San Francisco.
Let's go.
San Francisco shouldn't be there. Buffalo is too high. Philly is probably too low. They're fourth in the odds.
You say San Fran shouldn't be there?
No, not second overall, Key. Who's the quarterback?
Doesn't matter.
No, of course it matters.
It matters. We talked it mattered last year.
No. Calm down.
Butternut.
No, it's buttercup.
But you're butternut.
Butternuts. Cup. Nuts.
Just hold on. They haven't ever had a quarterback, so it does not matter. Defensively, what they do. Offensively, what they do. They got caught against the Philadelphia Eagles in a surprise. They were not going into the game prepared when both of their quarterbacks got knocked out.
So you need a quarterback.
No. But
you think Sam if Brock Purdy stays Sam healthy,
Darnold,
they win the game?
Sam Darnold's there.
But do you okay? think?
Trey Lance is there. Don't. What do you mean?
Sam Darnold, come on, man.
In that system with Kyle Shanahan, in what they do, he got Brock Purdy, okay, a dude that was Mr. Irrelevant.
He's good, though.
In that system with him.
But, Key, hold on a second. Do you think they beat the Eagles?
If he worked wonders with Brock Purdy.
If Brock Purdy stays healthy, do they win the game against the Eagles?
I can't say.
I don't think so. Eagles had a special quarterback and they didn't.
I can't say because he got knocked out early, so I don't know.
But also, Kia, I think the thing for Brock Purdy is I'm curious coming off injury.
Well, we won't see him. We won't see him till way after the summer, Jay.
Yeah, no, I understand. But, you know, it's when you have another year on the books mm-hmm. about how you play, Yeah. I'm curious for younger players how they deal with that, right? Like, scouting report is out on you, Brock.
Yeah, I mean, typically.
It's just.
All right, let's get back to the Jets for a second, okay?
Well, I was going to explain to Jay, but if you want to get back to the Jets.
Yeah, let's get back to the Jets, because here's the odds to win the conference. They're not in the top five, because the fifth best odds were the Bengals, okay, at plus 1,000, so 10 to 1. Buffalo in the conference is the favorite, key, followed by the Jets. Buffalo's plus 135, Jets plus 200, Miami's plus 320, New England's plus 1,000.
Yeah, all that's money coming in that's got it that way, though, on that team.
Right.
So, in the end, there's no Leslie Frazier calling the defense. Let's not forget about that. Mm-hmm. There is Ken Dorsey, by the way, pick machine in Josh Allen. Ken Dorsey took over as an offensive play caller. If you remember astutely, I must pat myself on the back, Keyshawn Johnson, take that, is that when he took over, I said it's going to be different offensively for this team in Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. And what happened? He turned into a turnover machine.
Yep.
So you still got to factor all that in there. They have one receiver in Stephon Diggs. They've got to now try to figure out what Davis is. Is he going to come out of his shell? We're going to see the Davis from last year or the Davis from Kansas City. They have a lack of a running game. They have no pass rush on the defensive side. Von Miller was hurt. What are they going to do there? They got to shore up the back end in the secondary. But if you want to pick Buffalo to win it all in that division,
I'm with you, Key. It's a hard exercise, Jay. It's a hard exercise to rank, like, because the Jets have the sixth best odds, right?
Mm-hmm.
At plus 1,400, I think it was. If it's difficult if you say who are the best teams in the AFC. I'm going to do this later today on this Just In, but
and Buffalo, like, Buffalo got out of the division by the skin of their teeth.
By the skin of their teeth. I agree.
And then Miami's live, but still, you wonder about the health and durability of Tua as well.
Absolutely. Where would you put the Jets in the – I would
first
put the Jets in the AFC.
No, but
in the AFC period, I would have them top five. I'd probably put them fourth.
That was probably about right. Yeah, 4 or 5, because I still – Kansas City is going to always be at the top.
There's
right?
one.
They're there.
Bengals.
Then Cincinnati's going to be there.
Okay.
Then depending on what happens in Baltimore, they're going to be somewhere around there.
I would say third.
Chargers, Jaguars.
I would say third best team. What are you talking about?
Chargers and Jaggies. I can't.
Third best team in the AFC.
You could argue
behind the Chiefs and the Bengals.
You could argue three, or you could argue three or four.
Okay, fine.
I'd have them four.
Jaguars, good football team. They're learning. They're learning how to become a good team.
They won a playoff game, and they got a good ascending quarterback as a Super Bowl coach.
Key.
I get it.
Who were the quarterbacks for the Jets last year?
Mike White and Zach Thompson. Mike White.
Zach Wilson with 5-4.
Okay. All right.
Mike White and Zach Wilson.
Aaron Rodgers, even with the way he played last year, how many more games do you think the Jets win if he were in the Jets?
So they won 7 last year?
Yep.
Give them another 4, maybe?
Yeah, I agree. That's an 11-win team last year with Rodgers.
So if we just had a whole conversation around Aaron.
Maybe 12?
12. If we just had a whole conversation around, if you take the last 3 years of Aaron Rodgers, unless anybody on this show, if you're going to do it right now, that is stating that because of last year, Aaron Rodgers is going to fall off a cliff. But nobody's doing that. So if we're not saying that, we averaged the last 3 years with two of those 3 years being MVP years, adding him to the Jets team – that could have won 11 games last year with them being top three in the AFC, man.
They could have won 11 games, 12 games last year with Kirk Cousins.
It's top three in the AFC, then, Key.
Yeah, but you got to factor in. You're right. If push came to shove,
Brees Hall doesn't get hurt last year.
Four, but
he stays healthy with Aaron Rodgers.
We have to acknowledge it wouldn't be a shock if Buffalo or Miami were better than them. I would take the Jets over those teams by a little bit. But if Tua stays healthy, Miami's going to be a problem.
Yeah, but that's a big
and Buffalo's good,
big,
man.
That's a big if, and there's a lot of questions around Buffalo.
I'm just
as
saying,
well.
Would you be shocked if you looked at the standings like, oh wow, Buffalo came in first in the division or Miami?
10
did.
Seconds.
So we think
I
the
would
Jets,
be for Miami.
I wouldn't be shocked.
I would be because I worry about Tua.
Five
being Durham.
Seconds.
Do the Grizzlies have a shot to come back on the Lakers down 3-1? That's the question. KJM, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.